Chapter 4. How can I get there from here? Perhaps the question we most often hear from our physical friends is, why is it taking me so long to get what I want? It's not because you don't want it enough. It is not because you're not intelligent enough. It is not because you're not worthy enough. It's not because fate is against you. It's not because someone else has already won your prize. The reason you have not already gotten what you desire is because you're holding yourself in a vibrational holding pattern that does not match the vibration of your desire. That's the only reason ever. And an important thing for you to now understand is that if you will stop and think about it, or, more important, stop and feel about it, you can identify your very discord. So now, the only thing you need to do is gently and gradually, piece by piece, release your resistant thoughts, which are the only disallowing factors involved. Your increasing relief will be the indicator that you are releasing resistance, just as your feelings of increased tension, anger, frustration, and so on have been your indicators that you've been adding to your resistance. Well-being is lined up outside your door. We want to remind you of the basic premise that must be understood before any of this will make sense to you. Well-being flows. Well-being wants you. Well-being is lined up outside your door. Everything you have ever desired, whether spoken or unspoken, has been transmitted by you vibrationally. It's been heard and understood by Source and has been answered. And now you're going to feel your way into allowing yourself to receive it, one feeling at a time. You are a physical extension of Source Energy. You are an extension of Source Energy. You're standing on the leading edge of thought. Your time-space reality was set into motion through the power of thought long before it was manifested into the physical form in which you see it now. Everything in your physical environment was created from non-physical perspective by that which you call Source. And just as Source created your world and you through the power of focused thought, you are continuing to create your world from your leading-edge place in this time-space reality. You and that which you call Source are the same. You cannot be separated from Source. Source is never separated from you. When we think of you, we think of Source. When we think of Source, we think of you. Source never offers a thought that causes a separation from you. You cannot offer a thought that would cause a total separation. Separation is actually far too strong a word. But you can offer thoughts that are different enough in vibrational nature to hinder your natural connection with Source. We refer to that condition as resistance. The only form of resistance or hindrance of your connection to that which is Source is offered by you from your physical perspective. Source is always fully available to you, and well-being is constantly extended to you. And often you are in the state of allowing this well-being, but sometimes you're not. We want to assist you in consciously allowing your connection more of the time to Source. As extensions of non-physical energy, you're taking thought beyond that which it has been before, and through contrast, you will come to conclusions or decisions. And once you align with your desire, the non-physical energy that creates worlds will flow through you, which means enthusiasm, passion, and triumph. That is your destiny. From the non-physical, you created you, and now from the physical, you continue to create. We all must have objects of attention, desires that are ringing our bells in order to feel the fullness of who we are flowing through us for the continuation of all that is. That desire is what puts the eternalness in eternity. The evolutionary value of your personal preferences. Do not underestimate the value of your preferences, for the evolution of your planet depends upon those of you on the leading edge of thought continuing to fine-tune your desires. And the contrast or variety in which you are standing provides the perfect environment for the formation of your personal preferences. As you're standing in the midst of contrast, new desires are radiating constantly from you in the form of vibrational signals that are received and answered by Source, and in that moment, the universe is expanding. This book is not about the expanding universe or about Source answering your every request or about your worthiness, for all of that is a given. This book is about you putting yourself in a vibrational place of receiving all that you're asking for. The Science of Deliberate Creation. We want to assist you in the deliberate realization of things that your environment has inspired within you, for we want you to experience the exhilaration of joyously, consciously creating your own reality. You do create your own reality, no one else does. And you create your own reality even if you do not understand that you do. For that reason, you often create by default. When you are consciously aware of your own thoughts, and you are deliberately offering them, then you are the deliberate creator of your own reality. And that is what you intended when you made the decision to come forth into this body. Your desires and beliefs are just thoughts. Ask, and it is given. You ask through your attention, through your wanting, through your desire. That is the asking. Whether you desire it to happen or you desire it not to happen, you are asking. You do not have to use your words. You just have to feel it in your being. I desire this. I adore this. I appreciate this, and so on. That desire is the beginning of all attraction. You never grow tired of expansion or of creation, for there is no ending to the new ideas of desires that flow. With every new idea of something you would like to experience, possess, or know, will come its actualization or manifestation. And with that manifestation will also come a new perspective from which you will desire. The contrast or variety never ends, so the sprouting forth of new desires will never end. And as that asking never ends, the answering never ceases to flow. And so, new perspectives will always be yours. New contrasts and new inspiring desires and perspectives will be laid out eternally before you. Once you relax into the idea that you will never cease to be, that new desires will constantly be born within you, that Source will never stop answering your desires, and that your expansion is, therefore, eternal, then you may begin to relax if in this moment there is something that you desire that has not yet come to fruition. It is our desire that you become one who is happy with that which you are and with that which you have, while at the same time being eager for more. That's the optimal creative vantage point, to stand on the brink of what is coming, feeling eager, optimistic anticipation, with no feeling of impatience, doubt, or unworthiness hindering the receiving of it. That is the science of deliberate creation at its best.